Hello, service.
Hi, is Rob there?
It's me.
Hey, Rob. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just want to touch base with you. We spoke a couple weeks back, and you mentioned that you were, looking out on a wheel tire rack. By the end of, by the beginning of summer.
Yeah.
It costs around $40K. Are those plans still on the horizon?
It probably, but it's not going to happen. It's going to be a little bit later in the season because right now we're a little set up financially. We're not set out and ready to go.
You're not ready to go, okay. Well, do you have like some projects coming up? I mean, what's going
on?
Hold
on 1 second. I just got another call. Hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello.
Yeah, how you up?
Yeah.
Were you guys like waiting on some bids to get that going, or what?
Well, we got a couple companies that we're looking into, and I also I'm gonna go look at the actual machines and stuff, and work with them and see. I just want to be, I want to get something that's very user friendly. I want to make sure I'm getting the right machine, so that's why everything's on hold right now.
Okay, waiting to get that. And do you have an estimated, is that $40K, is that the estimated cost, what you're looking at, or is that just like a...
No, that was originally, but it looks like it's going to be more than that.
Oh, really? How much is it going to be now?
It's probably going to be around 70.
Around 70? And does that come with, all the bells and whistles? Like, what...
Yeah.
It's
cool and ready to go, everything, with all the best updated... machine that we can get. I want something that'd be very current.
Okay, perfect. I mean, yeah, it makes sense. And what does it exactly do? I'm not too familiar with them.
Well, it's a wheel alignment rack. That's what basically we'll be performing wheel alignments on vehicles.
Oh, okay, perfect. And that's and does that come like a computer, and you're able to
yep.
I guess adjust it and everything accordingly?
Yep.
Okay. So, how much money will this, machine make you?
It's probably about, probably going to generate about $3,000 to $4,000 a month just on the machine.
Wow, $3,000 to $4,000 a month just when you bring it on?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you guys could get that, pay for itself, a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, so when are you, looking to add it on by now?
Well, it all depends on how quick we can get all the information on all the machines out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make the best possible decision for the business that we can.
Okay. So you just kind of, search around. Is there a vendor you usually use, or are you just free open range?
There's a few vendors that we use. That's why we're waiting on to see which one is going to be the best possible one.
Okay, perfect. And, Rob, how did you rate your credit over there?
It's good.
Good. Okay, perfect. I mean, we have multiple programs, that work with Credit Tiers A to D, so we'll get you with a good program. And what were sales like last year for you guys?
From May until December, we did about $165,000 for the year.
May to December? Is this a seasonal job or?
No, it's just that we bought the business in May.
Oh, okay.
So from May till December, our first year in business, we did $165,000. So we're gonna go over $200,000 easy this year.
Wow, that's great. And so you bought the business. Have you done this line of work before? Or are you?
30 years.
Wow, 30 years. So, have you owned your business before this, or
no?
You just
this is the first. This is the first business that we actually own.
Oh wow! Congratulations. And
yeah.
Do you enjoy it so far? Better being the owner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's always better to be the boss, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So are you the 100% owner over there?
No, me and my wife are 50-50 owners.
Oh, okay, 50-50. All right.
Yep.
And I mean, have you looked into financing for this wheel?
Well, that's the only way we could do it. So that's what we're going to do. But that's finance.
Yeah, I understand that. But is there a bank you usually work with for financing?
No. Anybody who can do it for us, we'll go with.
Okay, perfect. And, so you already have a vendor. And do you have a plan, B, if you, for some reason you can't find financing? Were you guys able to attain this machine?
Oh, yeah, we can get a... our bank is... They said they'll give us whatever we need. We had a
okay.
Before this, I had a different business, So I'm in good standings with my banks.
Okay, perfect. What other business did you have?
I had a bar.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you still, have it, or you got, you
no,
sold it?
No, we sold that about 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I heard like the bars business is pretty crazy. I'm sure you know all kinds of characters. And so the bank, who's the bank you normally work with?
Chase. Thank you.
Chase. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have a line of credit with them?
Yes.
I mean, what's the limit on that line of credit?
$500,000.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
And is it like you use that for emergencies, or do you use it for materials and things like that?
I haven't had the need for it, but it's there if I need it.
Yeah. No, it's always great to have that, you know, in case there's emergencies. Okay. Well, yeah, Rob, I mean, I definitely know we could definitely get you an answer and see what we could do for you. And, you know, it's real simple. Do you have, like, you know, the estimated cost is $70,000, but do you have any quotes or invoices? I know, because you're...
Not yet.
Okay.
Whatever I needed, they said they would provide me with whatever I need.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we can always get those later as long as you have the estimated cost. Yeah, I mean, I definitely see what we can do for you. It's a, all we would need is just a one-page app. It'd be some, like, 3 months, you know, business bank statements.
Right.
And your most recent tax return.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get you an answer, you know, with us, and you can, you know, see if it makes sense for the business and see if we can, you know, get that started for you. As I know, it'll make you, like, you know, $3,000 to $4,000, you know, start paying for itself. Well, what's a good email, Rob? I can go ahead and send you over that application.
BOMB.
BOMB. Okay.
Cigar, CIGAR.
Uh-huh.
65@AOL.com.
65@AOL.com.
Yep.
All right. I like that. Bomb Cigar. So I'll go ahead and I'll shoot over that application with the list of documents we'll need. I mean, when do you think you can get everything over to me?
Maybe a day or so.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I can get, you know, I have this good buddy of mine, Dennis. He's our underwriter, and he's really one of the best guys that we have to work with. And, yeah, I definitely like to, you know, see what we can do for you and get you an answer. And when's the, you know, best time to follow up with you?
Probably like Tuesday or Wednesday next week, because I'm going to be going away for the weekend.
Tuesday or Wednesday next week? Okay.
Yeah.
And is this the best time, or is there a better time for you?
No, any time between 8 and 6 during the day, so that's fine.
Okay. All right, Rob. Well, sounds good. I'll go ahead and shoot over that app and the documents we'll need, and then I'll follow up with you, you know, next week.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for your time.
Take care.
Bye-bye.